joining us right now is Sarah Holden, who's the Senior Director of Retirement and Investor Research for ICI, that is the Investment Company Institutes. Tell me a little bit about your company, what does the institute do?
So ICI is the leading trade association for the regulated fund industry, which includes mutual funds and exchange traded funds, or ETFs, in the United States. And our members manage total assets of more than $38 trillion globally, helping hundreds of millions of investors meet their financial goals.
Okay, fair enough. Now, look, we do have stimulus checks coming into bank accounts. The temptation is to spend this money, but what are the benefits of trying to save the money, and as to how it helps the economy, how it helps people down the road?
So if you find yourself wanting to take a step toward investing, I urge you to remember really the importance of long-term diversified investing, which is a far better approach for really most people than gamified day trading. I would note that funds such as mutual funds and ETFs have a proven track record in helping Main Street investors achieve their most important financial goals. Our surveys find that people are saving for a home or for education or building a nest egg for retirement in funds. And these funds offer professional management that is diversified and cost effective and gets you out into really a whole array of investments.
I have to ask, we've been in a pandemic for the last year. How has that impacted people's investments? Are people saving less because they may have lost a job, or they feel the need to just hold on to their money?
So interestingly, we do a survey of 401k plan participants, and we found that retirement savers, for the most part, really kept on saving and investing paycheck by paycheck, little by little, as the stock market first went down in March, but then went up over the remainder of the year. Now, some folks may have found that they changed jobs, they may have lost a job, moved to a new job, and maybe they don't have a plan at work. So here's a great opportunity to open up an individual retirement account. And indeed, if you are eligible to make a deductible contribution to a traditional IRA, you could reduce last year's tax bill in the process.
Okay, so you can use that $1,400 to open up an IRA and just start you on the path to retirement savings and having enough money for retirement. The tax deadline for the second year in a row moved beyond April 15th. The federal deadline, May 17th. The state deadline, July 15th, I should say. How will this impact our taxes? How will this impact our savings?
So the IRS recognized really, the unprecedented difficulties and the hardships of 2020, and they moved tax day back. We're still waiting for further guidance on exactly what this means for the IRA contribution deadline. So if you're wanting to see if you can take advantage of making a contribution to an IRA and counting it as a contribution for 2020, you'll want to check the IRS website to see how late you're able to do that.
So at the moment, it's still, we'd have to check irs.gov, but at the moment, that deadline is still April 15th, as far as we know.
As far as we know, they have not issued guidance on that yet. They typically do move it, but again, they have not said so yet.
I'm just curious, did they move it last year?
Yes, they did. So when they extended it last year, the IRA contribution deadline moved as well.
Okay, fair enough. Final question, what can we do now that we appear to be coming out of the pandemic to boost our financial health?
Really, I think the importance of taking the long-term view of your financial health can't be reiterated too much. So don't let these rocks in the road that have come along over this past year really look to the long run plan of trying to get on a path to little by little, paycheck by paycheck, put away, whether it's for retirement or you're building to buy a home or to pay for education, whatever that financial goal is, you want to work at it little by little. And that way you're not worried about timing the market, but you're going to get in and spend time in the market. And that will really help you build that financial balance for you to help you with those goals.
Sarah Holden, Senior Director of Retirement Investor Research for the Investment Company Institute. Thanks for joining us on WBAL. We appreciate it.